we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Welcome to the BCP podcast. This is James, aka BCP, Black Sort of Patriot. Hope you're having a great Monday. Big hug to all of y'all. Let's start off with some ridiculousness by the illegitimate fake president who did not win 2020. I'm talking about Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. And this is what his co-chair said. This is J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, on CNN, trying to sell why people are going to vote for Joe Biden.
People understand that there are really only two candidates that have a path to victory in this country and in Michigan. And of course, that's Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
All right, stating the obvious that the top choices for 2024, Trump versus Biden. Not that Biden can actually win. It's just that the Democrat Party rigs things in favor of their anointed. They did it in 2016 for Hillary Clinton, and they got rid of Bernie Sanders. They did the same thing in 2020. They got rid of everybody because Joe was polling like way low along with Kamala Harris, but they're the ones they wanted. So they rigged their primaries in their favor. And we see in 2024, and obviously in 2020, they stole the election in favor of Joe Biden, who did not win. I mean, how do you lose all but one bellwether and somehow become the president? How do you lose a majority of counties but somehow become the president under an electoral college system? Well, obviously, they know the electoral college system, how it works. They manipulated the vote in certain key places like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Fulton County, Georgia, etc. We've gone through this, and you know this. It wasn't widespread. They didn't have to steal the election for Joe Biden everywhere, just where they had their operations in high Democrat, high population areas where they can steal the entire state by stealing the election in those high population centers, like Clark County, Nevada. No one ever talks about that, but they stole the election in Clark County, Nevada, Wisconsin, Georgia, Pennsylvania, etc. So, okay, so we're not going to take issue with that. At the end of the day, Biden versus Trump, Trump versus Biden. It's what he says next that is a new level of ridiculousness. Look, the airwaves are full of ridiculous statements, and this, courtesy of CNN, is one of them.
People understand that there are really only two candidates that have a path to victory in this country and in Michigan. And of course, that's Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And the challenge for people is, you know, you're looking at two very different sets of values. And I think people understand that it's Joe Biden that stands for American values.
Now, of course, that's a ridiculous statement, but a true one, depending how you define American values. For instance, if you think that American values are allowing foreign invaders to defecate on our laws and come in and then get blessed for breaking the law with free health care and rent and spending money, then those are American values in your mind. Then yeah, Joe Biden upholds that. If you think that the Constitution is an old, worn, tired, outdated document and should be continued to be defecated on, and if that's your American value, then yeah, Joe Biden's your guy. If you think American values is having a president who lied, cheated, and stole his way to the election, you know, like banana republics, then yeah, Joe Biden is the exact American value headliner that you want in the Oval Office. If you want, if your American value is an American president who works harder for Ukraine and other countries than for America, who destroys our economy by raising energy costs that lead to inflation, and that he prosecutes and persecutes his political enemies once again, like banana republics, then yeah, these are the American values that Joe Biden. Now, when we say Joe Biden, obviously we know we're not talking about Joe Biden. We're talking about his handlers and his controllers and the people, the real people behind the Wizard of Oz. Then, yeah, then he's your guy. Now, Joe Pritzker doesn't stop there as far as making ridiculous statements. When he's asked about debating about, I meant J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois. When he's asked about Joe Biden and Trump debating as a co-chair, he goes directly into playing defense and already making excuses. I'm telling you, there's one thing that the Biden people have in this uphill, impossible battle of legitimately winning the 2024 election. They definitely have their talking points down already. Check this out.
Would you encourage Joe Biden to debate Donald Trump?
Look, I think we're used to having debates. There's no doubt. I will say that whenever I look at Donald Trump's debating style, he lies and lies and lies. And it's so hard to respond to that in the middle of a debate. You only have 30 seconds or 60 seconds to respond. Do you talk about what you want to do for the future, or do you respond to the lies that have come out of Donald Trump's mouth every minute? And so I'm concerned about that, just to be honest with you. But I also think that Joe Biden is a terrific debater.
How does anyone say that Joe Biden is a great debater with a straight face? The man can't even answer simple questions from the press. Everything has to be scripted, handed to him. He has to be told where to walk, where to stand, or what have you. Talk about gaslighting at platinum level. If you don't know what gaslighting at that high of a level looks like, you now do. Now you know what it looks and sounds like. Now, should we really trust a man who is wearing next to his pin there, next to his American flag pin? He is, that American flag pin he's wearing, for those of you who can't see it, is dwarfed by the Ukrainian ribbon below it. These people are not even trying to hide who they are really working for. Foreign powers. So once again, if your idea of American values is being beholden to selling out the American taxpayer to fund other countries, then yeah, the Democrats and Joe Biden represent your American values. Now, while we're talking about ridiculousness, and by the way, there is something that is happening regarding this ridiculousness of shilling for Ukraine and other countries. I'll get to that a little bit later in the report. But let's continue a little bit more ridiculousness, courtesy of the Biden regime. Check this out. All right, this is Joe Biden last week, where he visited a Sheetz gas station in Pittsburgh. Okay, let's remember something. When President Trump goes to a public place, he is met with cheers and excitement, chants of the American people, whether it's in Black and Hispanic Harlem, like we saw last week, or it's Middle America, or it's even California, he is met with chants of four more years. Throngs of people wanting to see him and hear him. But the same thing doesn't happen when Joe Biden goes in public. Trump sworn by supporters when he goes to fast food restaurants and bodegas. He spends time talking to reporters and to the people. Once again, we saw that last week in Harlem. In contrast, 81 million vote-getting Joe Biden was at a gas station last Wednesday afternoon in Pittsburgh, and he was greeted with relatively total silence. There was one supporter who was at the door there, and gave him a hug. Oh, how sweet. One supporter there to give him a hug. Old Grandpa Joe. Old middle class Joe. There's videos of Biden's entrance showing two children and their mother seated. And they just silently watch Joe Biden. I'm showing you the still of that for those of you watching this in video format. There was no excitement to the point where you could actually hear the sound of the in-store music playing while Joe Biden made a small talk with supporters. And guess what? The whole thing was about 2 minutes long, according to the press pool report. That's right. This whole photo op was a whopping 2 minutes. You could hear the music in the background. No one was there. No one cares. But supposedly he got 81 million votes. More votes than Obama. Now, let's check in to what happened the very next day. Folks, I want you to understand. What I'm about to report to you happened late last week. It happened the very next day after Joe Biden had this ridiculous photo op at the Sheetz gas station in Pittsburgh. You can't make this stuff up. As a matter of fact, don't take my word for it. Let's check in with the lady in red from local Pittsburgh news, WTAJ, the day after Joe Biden visited the Sheetz gas station in Pittsburgh, PA.
U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is suing Sheetz for racially discriminatory hiring practices. According to the lawsuit, Sheetz has maintained a longstanding practice of screening all job applicants for records of criminal conviction and then denying them employment based on those records. The EEOC says that Sheetz hiring practices disproportionately screened out Black, Native American, Alaska Native, and multiracial applicants, which violates provisions of Title VII.
That's right. The day after, on Wednesday, Joe Biden goes to Sheetz and he has a very sheety turnout when he's there. And the very next day, folks, I mean, the very next day, here, let me show it to you because, of course, documentation is better than conversation. Here we go. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, sues Sheetz Inc. for racially discriminating hiring practices. Thursday, the 18th. There you go. The day after. Federal agency charges that employers' criminal history screening causes discriminatory impact against Blacks, Native Americans, and other workers. Well, I guess what the Democrats and the Biden regime are saying is Blacks, Native Americans, and mixed race people are criminals. And the sad fact is that as a Black man, as a mixed Black man, I'm half Black, half Puerto Rican, so I'm half Black, half Latino. My Latino side is mostly Black Latino. The truth is that we are disproportionately represented in prison. And that's not the white man. That's not the police. That's unfortunately a glorification of the thug and criminal lifestyle. And yes, some social pressures due to the difficulties of growing up in poor communities. But of course, the bottom line is, and some people are going to disagree with me, it's a lack of fathers in the household. When you don't have fathers in the household, when you don't have a strong nuclear family, we don't have a father who is not a criminal knocking you up your damn head and saying, cut it out, and holding you up to a higher standard, you're going to have a whole bunch of single mothers with a whole bunch of baby daddies, and those children are going to be criminals. As a father of four children with one wife, the only woman I've known in the biblical sense, the only woman who is the mother of all my children, I am an absolutist when it comes to the importance of a father in the household. And when you don't have that, and you have a welfare culture, and you have a culture of glorifying thugs and gangsters and criminals, well, you're going to have a whole bunch of black people in jail. And I'm not going to ignore the fact that, of course, poor people are railroaded into the prison complex. That is why the supposed racist Trump did a great thing with prison reform, which is much lauded even by people like Van Jones, who don't even like Trump, you know, the black Obamaite. But that's something that the black community has to fix. It can't be mandated. And it's ridiculous the day after to go after Sheets saying, you don't hire criminals and that's bad for black people. Well, maybe black people, and I'm not saying this, maybe people who are black, because it's not all black people, obviously. Maybe they should stop committing crimes and being criminals, and they won't have a hard time getting a job. That sounds callous, but that's just a reality, folks. Suck it up, Buttercup. The real world doesn't care about your feelings. They care about it, whether you're going to be a good employee, and if there's danger that you might steal from them, not show up, or cause other problems. Regardless of your color, I would have a hard time, you know, under certain most circumstances, wanting to hire former criminals and felons. But hey, Joe Biden and his people announcing, hey, black people and people of color and Native Americans, Native Alaskans and mixed people, they're criminals and you should hire criminals. That's how I read it. And I'm a black man. All right, now let's go back to how can Joe Biden, how can the Democrats, after destroying our country, how can they possibly win in 2024 and beyond? People are increasingly becoming MAGA America First and seeing the failures of the globalist commie agenda espoused and practiced by and pushed upon us by the illegitimate Biden regime. Ted Cruz says the quiet part out loud. And he did this on Sunday Morning Futures yesterday with Maria Bartiromo on Fox News.
Democrats are willing to abuse power and defy the law in order to stay in power. That their number one concern that trumps everything else is keeping Democrats in control. People ask me all the time, why would they allow? We're now up to 11 million illegal immigrants under Joe Biden. Wow. The worst in history. Why would they allow this invasion? And the answer is simple. They view those 11 million illegal immigrants as future Democrat voters. They want to stay in power.
11 million new Democrat voters. That's why, of course, they don't want, the Democrats don't want voter ID. That's why they want to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens everywhere and then automatic voter registration. They say they don't want to do that because, by the way, this is how they hide it. They say, oh, no, they're two different systems. Yeah, they're two different systems. One is the DMV or the Department of Licensing, depending on the state that you're in, where they administer these licenses, and supposedly they make a difference between, you know, an illegal alien driver's license and a regular driver's license, but now these people have a form of ID. And then they use the registration of all, they just take that information, put it in another system where they send out absentee ballots to everyone that has a driver's license. And they are openly on Spanish social media, on Spanish media, telling people to vote for Joe Biden. There's going to be no consequences. And it's not just a matter of that there's no consequences for these illegal aliens breaking the law. Actually, they're getting rewarded with free healthcare, housing, you know, money to spend. But there's no consequences for the actual treasonous, traitorous rat bastards at the top doing this. This is not just a Democrat thing. The Republicans and the Democrats didn't impeach Mayorkas for absolutely defecating on the Constitution and doing the exact opposite of what his job is as Secretary of Homeland Security. He's not securing the homeland. They want these voters in, and they want to hide the truth of what's happening at the border from the American people.
On the impeachment trial, why would they utterly ignore the text of the Constitution and 200 years of precedent? Because they desperately did not want the facts of this invasion at our southern border before the American people. They did not want the American people to see the people who are dying, the women who are being sexually assaulted, the children who are being abused and being murdered, the drug overdoses, the crimes, the risks of terror. They're terrified of those facts, and so they just defy their constitutional obligation to hold an impeachment trial.
A reminder, folks, this was the Uniparty, the Senate. You know, I know we don't have a majority of Republicans and conservatives in the Senate, but they're all the same Uniparty. They did not even want to go there. I believe this was the first time in history where an impeachment went to them and they decided not to even hold a trial on impeachment. Because the level of what Mayorkas and Biden is doing does reach high crimes and misdemeanors. Check this out. Breitbart. Let's talk about this invasion at the southern border. 700 Chinese migrants apprehended at California border in just 1 week. An unofficial report from the U.S. Customs and Border Protection reviewed by Breitbart revealed that nearly 700 migrants from the PRC, the People's Republic of China, were apprehended entering the San Diego region in the third week of April. Since the fiscal year began in October, more than 26,000 migrants from the PRC have been apprehended. Now, I was recently in China. Recently, meaning it was just a few weeks ago. Now it's just there 3 days, so I don't have a whole bunch of intel to give you. But I can tell you this, the people are controlled. I had no access. Everything was blocked. I had a VPN. If I ever had a sponsor of this show, it would have been Surfshark VPN, who I've been using for years and been very happy with. I think they suck now. This is one of the reasons why I haven't taken on sponsors on the show. And trust me, when it comes to the wallet, that has cost me dearly, especially when I was on YouTube and had millions of people watching the show. But I want to be pure and unadulterated. I got to be careful here because in the future I may take on sponsors. But when I do, let me tell you, they're going to be fully vetted. But right now, I would have been saying use Surfshark VPN because they have been great. But I've had problems with them. They're great in the United States. Actually, let me put that back. When I'm here in Utah or California or anywhere else, I'm fine. And actually on mobile, they're pretty good. Even when I was in Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa. But when it came to using VPN and trying to access information in China, completely blocked. China's very smart. I could not use my Surfshark VPN on my computer. It worked on my iPhone, and after some working, it worked on my wife's Android phone. I prefer Android over iPhone, but because I produce everything in a Mac environment, I have an iPhone as well. They block information. People do not have free information. Google's blocked. Whether you like Google or not, you should have freedom of finding, you know, where you can find your information. All the social medias are blocked except for TikTok. And the Chinese consider anyone who is from China Chinese. So when these 700 Chinese migrants come in, not all, but many of them are spies. They're working for the PRC. And Mayorkas and Biden are letting them in. How are these bastards not under the freaking jail? Never mind at least seeing an impeachment trial in the Senate. I would say is beyond me, but it's not beyond me because we know how corrupt the system is. And by the way, in a small way, America is the same way. If you're an American citizen and you go and live and travel abroad and make money abroad, America still wants their tax money, even though you're not generating money in America by Americans and you're living in a foreign place. America's the same way. If you're an American citizen, they feel like they own you no matter where you're at. I'm just giving you the perspective. I was in Dubai looking at certain business things. For the record, I'm America. I'm an American in America. But as a business person looking at what's going on in the United States, always looking for opportunities, even abroad. I'm not leaving the country. I'm not abdicating my watchtower, my self-appointed watchtower job of reporting the news and being pro-America. And I always want to vote for American representatives. I can't do that if I leave America and renounce my citizenship. I'm not doing that. Some people have this idea. But I'm looking at different business opportunities in other places. I'm not going to move there. Just, you know, keeping my feelers out. And for the record, so far, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just putting my feelers out there. But one of the things that they really tout in Dubai and the UAE is they have these free zones where you can start a company and you won't be subject to taxes or, you know, 9% flat tax, corporate tax. Guess what? You can't really take advantage of that as an American, because even if you go and get a residency in a place like Dubai and you work and you have your business there and you make income, America says, no, you're an American. You need to pay us taxes, even though you're not living here. And even though we're corruptly abusing taxes, like the $95 billion bill passed on Saturday to fund Ukraine, Israel, and everyone else, with about $20 billion of that actually going to our stockpile. PRC is the same way. If you are Chinese, even if you go abroad, you are Chinese. They have secret police here in the United States keeping tabs on their citizens in our country. Joe Biden knows about this and the Biden regime, and they're fine with that. Because these are truly traitorous rat bastards. Murderous, pedophile, treasonous, traitorous rat bastards. We'll get into that in just a second. These are the times we live in, folks. I know some of you are dismayed when I report the news to you that I don't always have good news. The news isn't good. If you're here, I know you're a grow up, suck it up, buttercup type. But this is the reality of America in 2024. We have Chinese nationals coming in en masse, 26,000 since the fiscal year began in October. That's a little bit over what, 7 months? We extrapolate that, it's going to be over 50,000. Folks, just assume 10% of those are actual agents. 5,000 PRC agents walking around in an election year. They want Joe Biden. They do not want Trump in. These are causes for concern. These are definitely causes for concern. 700 Chinese migrants apprehended at the California border in 1 week. And of course, they're not just coming through there. Now, I played for you Ted Cruz talking about all the things going on at the border. Drugs, trafficking of women and children. So let's get into our report of the deviancy of these sick bastards. Let's go back to the Obama people. And something that just happened in, interestingly enough, in Bedfordshire, England, in Luton, where I was just a little over a week ago. I was in that part of the UK just over a week ago as I was flying in and out of London Luton Airport, which is not actually in London, it's in Bedfordshire. But here we go. Former senior policy advisor to Obama White House charged with child sex offenses in British court. I emphatically believe in capital punishment for kiddie porn, for any sort of acting out of pedophilia. Child rape, pedophiles, they should be subject to capital offenses. And I'm not barbaric, but I think it should be televised. I think public hangings and executions of pedophiles and sexual deviants against children should be televised. I think that would be one hell of a deterrent. Call me backwards, but I bet you it would work. It would work if all the people in high places were also subject to that. The Epsteins and all of his clients. Imagine if they got the rope in public. Imagine what that would do to the world. Back to this news. A former senior policy advisor to the Obama administration has appeared in court in Britain charged with child sex offenses. Rahamim Rami Shai, 46, who coordinated the U.S. government strategy to combat terrorists from Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, is accused of arranging the commission of a child sex offense, court documents reveal. This is coming from the Daily Mail in the U.K. He is also charged with possession of two Category C indecent images of children and possessing a prohibited image of a child, a.k.a. kiddie porn. Shai, a U.S. citizen who lives in New Jersey, worked for the White House under President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, was arrested in late February by Bedfordshire police. He was charged the following day and appeared at Luton Crown Court via video link from Her Majesty's Prison, I think HMP stands for, Bedford, on Friday, wearing a gray prison issue tracksuit. He was not asked to enter a plea to any of the charges and was remanded in custody ahead of a hearing in June. The Democrats, as bad as the Republicans are, and there are pedophiles within the Republican ranks, the Democrats definitely win the day when it comes to the most, a bigger allotment of pedophiles and MAPS, minor attracted persons. It's absolutely disgusting. By the way, I'm going to get into here a little bit of a fear that I have, and I've had for a very long time, that is being expressed and shared by Tucker Carlson. I'll get to that in just a second. I want to share this with you before we get into the Tucker Carlson thing. These people are not just sexual perverted deviants that like children. They're also murderous, and they have murder in their heart. Check this out. New York Democrat congressional candidate Nate McMurray has wished death on Trump supporters. He did that on Twitter on Saturday. McMurray is running to represent New York's 26th congressional district. And as you will see, he is running to represent Ukraine. Here's one of his tweets. Slava Ukraine, die MAGA, die, you lose. The unhinged Democrat posted a death wish to social media after the House of Representatives passed a foreign aid package that allocated billions of dollars to Ukraine and Israel. By the way, during that, lawmakers waved Ukrainian flags on the House floor, which angered many conservatives. As I said a moment ago, I will be talking about that when I showed you, for those of you that are watching it, and I explained it to you, J.B. Pritzker, he had a lapel pin like I do here with the American flag, and below it he had a even bigger ribbon of Ukraine. We'll talk about that in just a second. I told you I would. I haven't forgotten that. But let's finish talking about McMurray here. Nate McMurray went on to double down. Listen, I'm not trying to antagonize MAGA, but I refuse to let them strong arm us into silence. Too many Democrats are out there timid. That's why the reaction to me is always so strong, because they're not used to Democrats being bold in their territory. Sick. I mean, sick meaning, you know, there's some typos here, but I'm reading it the way he meant it to read. This MAGA movement, says candidate McMurray, preys on folks who are often scared and not the most informed, twisting their legitimate worries into racism, xenophobia, and outright paranoia. You've got to call it out loud and clear to save them from themselves. That's my mantra. There's a better way. I make sure they hear it. Unlike some politicians who tiptoe around and only get gutsy in a slam dunk elections, I'm out here clapping back at the MAGA crowd, even in the tough spots. Gun clubs, rural towns, county fairs. I'm never going to physically hurt a soul, but I will hurt your feelings. You just can't starve extremism with silence. You've got to speak up and dish it out. Now, I disagree with Nate McMurray, but it would be nice to see a little bit more of that same fighting spirit and willingness to offend people from the right. But let me show you, he's got murder in his heart. The left, the Democrats, the socialists, the commies, the Marxists, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, are part of a death cult. You don't believe me? Watch this. This is Democrat congressional candidate Nate McMurray wishing death on Trump supporters in this video.
This morning, Trump is old. He's gonna die. And a lot of these MAGA people, they ain't young. And there's way more of us than them.
Well, there's actually more way more of us than them. He has that backwards. There's more of us Americans who love America and are not for the shenanigans, nonsense, and the policies of the left. But you hear that? Trump is old and gonna die. Die, MAGA, die. These people are murderous in their hearts. And when someone tells you who they are, believe them. And that's what Nate McMurray is doing. Robbie Starbuck replied to this. This is a Democrat running for Congress. Democrat politicians are bloodthirsty tyrants now who've lost their grip on reality. Countless young Ukrainians, Russians will die, and he's cheering like it's a touchdown. What do you think people like this would be comfortable doing to the people you love to re-educate or punish them? Actually, is there anything petty tyrants like this wouldn't do to get their way, make sweet war money, and gain power? Once again, I'll be addressing this whole Ukrainian thing here in just a moment. But what wouldn't tyrants do to continue the status quo of making sweet war money and gaining power? By the way, just to put this in perspective, Robbie Starbuck produced this documentary, The War on Children, about the sexualization of children and what have you. Which leads me to, let's get into what I wanted to talk about. And then we'll go back to Congress and Ukraine and all of that nonsense. But these people are absolutely demonic. These are evil, satanic people. They love war, money, and raping children. How much more evil can you get than murder and the abuse of children? That is the epitome of evil. And evil tries to project their evil on others to continue that evil. Now, I want to show you what Tucker Carlson said. This is a fear that I have. Let's delve into this. Now, this has to do with the fact that we, most of you, I would say 99.9% of you, because there's always going to be a deviant among us, are very much against child pornography, pedophilia, and anything of the sort. And what does the left do to destroy you? They accuse you of what they're guilty of. Look what they did to Brett Kavanaugh, one of the most respectful men when it comes to women, faithful to his wife, and promoted women within his ranks. Like, he had a lot of women working for him. And not in a deviant way. He was very respectful of him. Even people who disagreed with him politically came to his defense. So what do you think the left and the intel community, the enforcement arm of the commie bastards within the American government, what do you think they are looking to do? They're looking to harm and frame people who are against them and against child diddling and pornography by, oh, I don't know, framing them for this? This is a fear I've had for a long time. Guess what? I guess I'm going to have to change my VPN. I'll let you guys all know I'm using Surfshark VPN. By the time this goes up, I'm going to have a new VPN. This will all make sense in here in a moment. Listen to what Tucker Carlson had to say.
And like, he goes to fundraisers and dinners and everyone's like, hey, Mike Pompeo. It's like, no, you're the guy who kept information the public has a right to know secret. You're the guy who plotted the murder of someone who committed no crime. You are the outlaw. You are the bad guy. But no, he's treated as like, you know, like a pillar of Republican Washington. I think it's mind bending to watch that. And by the way, you know, whatever, that's all I'll say.
By the way,
No, I mean, you know, people don't say that because they're worried about getting punished. They're worried about someone putting kiddie porn on their computer.
Right.
Members of Congress are terrified of the intel agencies.
Tucker Carlson with Joe Rogan talking about how members of Congress don't fight back against the intel community because they're afraid that the intel community will put kiddie porn on their computer. Is this how they're controlling Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House?
I'm not guessing at that. They've told me that, including people on the Intel Committee, including people who run the Intel Committee, the people whose job it is to oversee and keep in line these enormous secretive agencies whose budgets we can't even know. They're black budgets. They're the parents. The agencies are the children. They're afraid of the agencies. That's not compatible with democracy. Democracy is a really simple system, even representative democracy like ours. The people rule. They do so through elections. They express their preference through voting. They send their people to the capital city to run the government on their behalf. Whenever you have unelected people who are not accountable to anyone making the biggest decisions, you don't have a democracy. You have something else, another system. I would call it a tyranny or whatever you want to call it. It's not a democracy. So that's like super obvious. It's playing out in front of everyone and no one cares and no one does anything about it.
No one does anything about it because those that have oversight over the intel community are being controlled and blackmailed by the intel community.
And I think the reason is because they're threatened. And if you look at the committee chairmen who allow this shit to happen year after year, they're all, and I don't know, people say, oh, they're compromised or being blackmailed or whatever. I don't have evidence of that, but I know them and they all have things to hide. I know that for a fact. And so it's not a stretch of imagination to imagine that, you know, some committee chairman who's allowing warrantless spying on Americans to continue or whatever abuse they're allowing, knowing fully or hiding the truth about UAPs, ignoring the UAP Disclosure Act of 2023, like, why are they doing that? It's not impossible to imagine that some guy with a drinking problem or a weird sex life, and that's very common up there, that's why they're doing it. Because they don't want to be exposed. I don't have evidence of that. I don't have proof of that.
Right.
But that's not a crazy thing to assume that that could be happening.
Crazy sex life is common in DC. Now, look. Let's have a mature talk here. In 2024, we have been conditioned to accept many deviant practices that were really shameful and taboo just a few decades ago. They've conditioned American society to be tolerant of things. Now, as a moral Christian, I find it absolutely disgusting, the lifestyle of these people. As a libertarian, I'll take a step back and say, okay, two consenting adults, two men, I disagree with this lifestyle. I find it disgusting, but if two men want to have sexual relationships with each other in 2024, nothing I can do about that. If two women want to do that, if they want to have orgies among themselves, if heterosexual people want to have orgies among themselves, we know this is common practice. Even though you're supposed to be hush-hush about it, look at what happened to Madison Cawthorn when he talked about it. Kevin McCarthy got him out of Congress. You're not supposed to say that old Republicans want to hook up and wife swap and do all these things. But look, in this day and age, people will tolerate that consenting adults want to have orgies and swap wives and be homosexuals and trisexuals and bisexuals and quadrisexuals and whatever else. But what's still big and taboo and should and always will be to moral people, even though they're trying to make it seem like being a minor attracted person is just a sexual preference and shouldn't be villainized. I will always villainize pedophilia and attractions to minors. If that's a sickness someone has, that's a mental illness that needs to be dealt with and never acted out and never accepted. Like we shouldn't accept murderous psychopaths. Tucker Carlson, I think it's obvious, is talking about there's a lot of these people. He says, I know them. I have no proof that these people are being compromised, but I do know that intel community compromises people, and people are afraid of having child porn put on their computer because a lot of these people are sexual deviants that like children. But then there's people maybe like Mike Johnson who aren't deviants, but are fighting back against their war that they want, fighting back against the agenda of the deep state and the intel community, and they're afraid of being blackmailed with planting of kiddie porn on their computer. This is a real fear for many of us. It's a real fear, folks. I'm being transparent. What we know about Vault 7 from the WikiLeaks dump 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago. They make it look like you did something, or they make it, you know, they use false flag. Oh, they'll put stuff, breadcrumbs and trails make it look like China hacked our infrastructure when it was actually the CIA or some rogue or not so rogue intel community bad actor. False flag. If they could do that and blame something on nations, why can't they just put crazy stuff on the computer of someone who's fighting against them? This is real, folks, and it's really scary. Not just for members of Congress, let me tell you.
And I said to somebody, a very powerful person, the other day in a conversation in my kitchen, an elected official, holds a really senior position, a very famous person. I was going crazy. I was so mad about all this stuff and about the warrantless spying and about the funding for these insane wars. And I said to the guy who serves in one of the legislative bodies, I got so mad my dogs were afraid. They're like, whoa, why are you yelling? Because I don't yell at home. But I was like, all these people are controlled. They're all, you know, got weird sex lives and all these things are hiding and they're being blackmailed by the intel agencies. And he said, and I'm quoting, I know. It was like, okay, so at this point, we're just sort of admitting that's real. Like, why do we allow that to continue?
I think we all share the frustration of Tucker Carlson. Why do we allow this to continue? And once again, I've discussed this. We know what's going on. Tucker Carlson just told us. Who's watching the Watchmen? The intel community is. And they're blackmailing them. Now, I want to end with this on a positive note, if you will. On Saturday, something absolutely ridiculous happened. By the way, Nana covered this on Nothing But the News over the weekend. But just in case you missed it.
I love America. You love America. And you're dismayed that the representatives of Americans in America, those in D.C. in the Capitol, don't represent us. But they strongly represent other countries. The never hardly working House of Representatives passed the $95 billion Ukraine-Israel aid package, which they're now sending to the Senate. These numbers are sobering. There's no money for America. There's no money, supposedly. It's too expensive for Joe Biden to refill our oil reserves. But you bet your bottom dollar that he is going to sign this bill, which provides $61 billion for the conflict in Ukraine. Our country is far gone, folks, when they can just give our money away to other people. Where in the Constitution does it say that we give money to other countries with our hard-earned taxpayer money? But that's not the disgusting part. Oh, no. Oh, no, dearies. If you haven't seen this visual, sit down for this one. So the House of Representatives gleefully cheered for Ukraine when they passed the $60 billion for them, almost $61 billion for them. Look at this. Let me zero in on this so you can see this. Do you see these people here? Are those American flags that they are waving? Democrats working a lot harder for Ukraine than they ever have for this nation. They make sure that they had those Ukrainian flags or were passing them out during the votes. Because this is who they truly represent. Ukraine, so they can launder that money back to themselves. They say a picture's worth a thousand words. And I am left absolutely speechless by this compromised, at the very least, compromised allegiance by the House of Representatives. Oh, they represent Ukraine very well. That's a question if they represent us at all. And Representative Anna Paulina Luna said it best. Put those damn flags away. It's a disgrace to display any other flag than American flag in the House chamber. While we agree with Anna Paulina Luna, it does serve as a reminder of where their allegiance actually lies.
Well said, Nana, if I say so myself. But let me give you a follow-up, a little bit of positive news to end this report at the start of this week. The Post-Millennial tweeted out, Congresswoman Anna Paulina to Democrats waving the Ukrainian flag during the $60 billion foreign aid vote, put those damn flags away. Well, Kat Kamik has more than just saying put those damn flags away. She is a congresswoman from Florida's 3rd District, alumna of the U.S. Naval War College, tweeted out over the weekend, watching American representatives pass out and wave Ukrainian flags, United States House of Representatives chamber infuriated me. As we speak, my team is drafting a legislation that will prohibit the display of foreign nation flags on the House floor. If there is one room in our country that should only have the American flag present, it is this room. Tag members of Congress who you want to co-sponsor this bill. I'm showing you this tweet. Go ahead and look up this tweet and tag your representative. Maybe, just maybe, they will represent us in this matter and not Ukraine. Thanks for being here, folks. Ciao, goodbye, God bless. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, hold the line.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.